Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name, the wonderful name, the one and only name, the only creator. Yes, hallelujah. Who we trust. We say we trust him and we depend on him and we believe in him. Hallelujah. What is his name? Who are we talking about? Yes, we're talking about Elohim, Yahweh. Yes, he's the Most High. Hallelujah. And I just bless him today and I thank him again for those of you who called in or maybe listening into the recording on this time at Crown Talk and Drums Radio. It's early Sunday morning right now, February 12th, 2023. Can't say it enough. Time just keeps on ticking into the future. But I'm so grateful that you decided to add this hour and time to your schedule. I don't take that lightly. And you know who we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Messiah. Yes. Yeshua. Hallelujah. The Anointed One. I just thank him this morning for being in my life. And I believe you thank him for being in yours. Welcome to this broadcast hour of For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I thank Yahweh. I thank Elohim. Hallelujah. Yahuwah, you may call him God, but I'm just calling him by his messianic names. Amen. His Hebrew names for giving me. I thank him for giving me the opportunity in this space. And in this season, hallelujah, of my life, giving me an ability to encourage others with his living word of truth that gives us, that brings us the very life, Zoe, of himself. Hallelujah. I don't take that lightly. Amen. I thank him that he even gives me the ability to encourage myself. Oh, yes, there's so much going on in this world, but we just don't take it lightly that he comes to encourage us daily, over and over and over. As we're spending time in his presence, he encourages us, because we can turn on the news and we can see so much negativity, so much devastation, just so many things going on. As we even seen the earth, and I don't know what the death toll is now, but when I last saw it, I think earlier the week, it was like it 15,000, then it went to 21,000 deaths, and they were still pulling people out, still some survivors, still some deaths. So it's probably went above the 21,000 lives lost during that earthquake in Syria and Turkey. But we can't do anything but pray. We know the timing, these times would come. There would be wars and rumors of wars, fires and floods and earthquakes all around the world in different places, in diverse places, meaning all over the place. Some places may seem unusual. So we cannot be surprised but by what we're seeing, what we're hearing. Don't let it make us go to the left or the right, but to stay focused and tunnel vision on the will of the Most High. And the only way we're going to know that is we have to stay plugged in. Amen. We have to stay connected. Hallelujah. And plugged into the true vine. Because if ever there was a time for encouragement through the word, hallelujah. And we know this living word we're talking about. And if there ever was a time for effectual, fervent prayer in this world today, that time's now. Therefore, as a kingdom citizen, I hope you come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you and me today. I speak his shalom, peace to you right now as we go into a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for this brand new day that you have allowed us to see. A day, hallelujah, this is the day, yes, that you have made. we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't matter what comes up. You already seen ahead of time. You already know what's going to take place. But we choose to rejoice anyhow in this day. For it's a brand new day of your mercy where we don't get what we deserve. Your mercy continues to renew itself every morning. We don't get what we deserve every morning that you wake us up to breathe your air. Thank you, Father. We don't take that lightly. And not only that, but because we're living in this dispensation and time of grace, we're getting what we don't deserve. Mercy and grace work hand in hand. We can't take that lightly. We don't take it for granted. I know I don't. And I thank you that you woke us up in our right state of mind. We know who we are and we know whom we are. We know that we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Thank you, Father. We just want to bless you for the activity that you've given us of our limbs that we can move about. Hallelujah. We didn't need, maybe any of us didn't need any assistance this morning where someone had to help us to get dressed or to wash our face or brush our teeth. Father, we thank you. We can smell, we can hear, we can taste, and we can feel. Hallelujah. We can see. Sometimes we our glasses has a little extra assistance. That's okay. But we thank you for that. Hallelujah. We just don't want to take it for granted that you're watching over us every step of the way. You're providing for us every step of the way. You are still the great I am. Hallelujah. Everything we need you to be, you are that. And we thank you for that. And now I ask, Holy Spirit, as you and I together encourage the saints, hallelujah, the Father saints, the set apart ones, you are welcome, hallelujah, to infiltrate me, hallelujah, to infiltrate this time, hallelujah, with your presence, hallelujah. We thank you, for it is a time where we encourage, hallelujah, your people for such a time as this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Saints, hallelujah, of the Most High, I just thank you for being here today. And I was asked a question yesterday. Went to a workshop, hallelujah, on the our metabolism and really got some real knowledge about metabolism. You know, and even the doctor himself, who's my chiropractor, he threw out the question of this was his question, but this is not the question that what we're gonna talk about today. But he threw out a question, hallelujah, and he asked, "What do you think metabolism is?" And people were giving their different responses, but he came back with the correct explanation of metabolism. Because some people, when you think about it, when you see people that can eat, whatever, and they continuously stay small and skinny, hallelujah, and you wonder, well, first thing you say is your metabolism is not stopped working. That's not true. Because what we think metabolism is probably really is not. Metabolism is just energy fuel that we put into our body, hallelujah, that help our cells, hallelujah, to produce mitochondria. Amen. And that's what body needs, hallelujah, to burn off, hallelujah, to keep the fat, hallelujah, from collecting on our bodies. But when we don't really know what's going on in our natural bodies, we don't know how to control that. Well, at the end of, I just wanted to kind of bring that out, but at the very end, he was thanking everybody for coming, and hallelujah, he was letting everybody know that he loved them because he is a believer. He is a follower of the Most High. Hallelujah. Thank you. He's a holistic chiropractor. And anyway, at the end, he was letting everybody know that, and I just shouted out, "I love you too, Dr. Mark." And then there was a question asked to me, sitting next to me. What's love got to do with this? I just laughed and I was just saying, love has everything to do with everything. Amen. That's what love got to do with it. But so my question to you today is, what does love have to do with it? Amen. You may ask the question, have to do with what? I'm glad you asked. Your lifestyle. What does love have to do with your lifestyle as a follower of the Messiah? What does love have to do with your talk? What does love have to do with your walk? What does love have to do with your character? All of these make up even your actions and how you display. So what does love, or Tina Turner's verbiage in her song was, what's love got to do with it? My question was just a little bit different. What does love, I kind of put it in the correct English. What does love have to do with it? It has everything to do with our lifestyle and how we are living, because we have accepted, hallelujah, the Messiah as our personal Savior. Hallelujah. And because he is our personal Savior, you know, and the scriptures has even let us know, love has everything to do with the equation of this life. Amen. Love, it is the first and the foremost command that the Messiah gave us. Yes, it is. Yet so many believers in this world neglect to follow it. I wonder why. Wonder why believers, you can see people, you can come in contact with people, and they are confessing, hallelujah, they're talking about, or they have the form of godliness, but they deny the power of his work, hallelujah, that's at work on the inside of us. And when he's at work on the inside of us, he brings about a change on the outside of us. So love has everything to do with the equation. My, my, my. Sometimes you got believers and you can hear them quoting the word, hallelujah, scripture after scripture, using the name of the Messiah over and over again. Oh, my. And yet they're so insensitive. They have no insensitivity to nothing. When they speak out of their mouth, they talking like they full of anger, like you trying to, what in the world? You supposed to be the salt. We are supposed to be the salt of this earth. What kind of flavor are we bringing forth? What is coming out of our mouth? What are we talking? How are we walking? How is our character? Or is our character really being cultivated? Amen. Hallelujah. Think about a gardener who cultivates and tills the ground before they plant the seed. And then they go out and water it and everything. They believe for the earth to bring forth the rain, to bring the water. But sometimes they have to add a little watering system nowadays in time to help the crops to come forth. But during that time, they're cultivating. They're going out, and I don't know anything about gardening because I wasn't a gardener, but just understanding and what I've seen and things I've seen on the news about it. I love plants, though, and I know how you have to prune a plant and take the brown and the dead, anything that's life among it, you cut it off and you break it off, or if it's weak enough, but normally you have to use some scissors. So a lot of gardeners that till their gardens, I'm sure they have to take off and slough off some dead stuff that life could continue to grow forth in that crop. That's the same thing the Holy Spirit does with us. Amen. Anything dead that's in us, that's not bringing any life, hallelujah, he's going to cut off. Yes, the Father is going to cut off. The Holy Spirit's going to reveal it to us, and it's up to us to take the steps, hallelujah, that we need to take when we recognize it, not to ignore it, but to cut it off, to make a change, hallelujah, to go with a different action, hallelujah, a different plan of action. Amen. We talked about that too on yesterday. You got to have a plan. We know that we can plan our way, but it's the Father, hallelujah, through the Holy Spirit who orders our steps. Scriptures even tell us that. A man can plan his way, But our Heavenly Father, he orders our steps. Amen. Sometimes those plans get reverted, and we call that life, this life that we're living in. But yet and still, our Heavenly Father is still there to help lead us and guide us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. So we want to get back to sometimes believers are so insensitive. Amen. They're so busy serving and doing service for the Most High that they forgot about serving people. And that's what it's about. When I first got to the, because I got to the chiropractic early yesterday, amen. And there was this one lady that was already there who drove. I come to find out she was 2 hours away. And she drives there, amen, for her appointment. She drives there when they have different workshops. And so when she came, and as we were sitting there talking, her name is Miss Amy. And I was so grateful to meet her. And when I had got a little cup of coffee, because they had some coffee and juices that were serving up front, so I got a little small cup of coffee. And as I was coming, I had papers in my pocketbook. And she just immediately got up. And she said, wait a minute, let me help you, let me help you. And she was taking things out of my hand. I said, thank you so much. And I didn't know who she was at the moment, but she was so willing to help. I said, I appreciate your help so much. She said, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to serve others. And that just kind of, I was just reminded of that. That just came to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm just thinking of how she so willingly helped me. And then we started a conversation. And I just seen in ministry, there were so many different similarities. And she was telling me about her husband and how they were married. And she never told me yet, but I just already picked it up that he had passed. Of 43 years, they were married, and she talked about how they served in ministry and how they did street witnessing and prison ministry, and she was just reminding me, and I shared with her, you know, my part and my story and how it was just so much similarity, and I'm grateful for that. So anyway, I just want to thank, we just need to be reminded, just as the Messiah came to serve, he showed that he displayed it even during the time, so many times, but what comes to mind is when he washed the disciples' feet. Amen. He showed them that's how we have to humble ourselves, humble enough to be a servant to others, even when it comes down. You know, sometimes people don't want nobody to touch their feet. Don't mess with my feet. They don't even want you to see their feet. So that can be a very sensitive thing. And the Messiah, our Savior, used that as an example to show humility, that we are to humble ourselves to serve one another, especially the body of the Most High. My. I'm just thinking. But some people, they have that word that came to me was strife. Strife. You think about strife, you think about bitterness and anger and conflict. It's so built up in them that they don't even recognize it. That they think they got it going on because they know the word and they can quote the scripture and all this and that. But when it comes to their talk and their walk, dealing with one-on-one and family members sometimes, they're so nasty. Their disposition is so, just nasty. Their character, they're not allowing the Holy Spirit to build up their character. If they see that they have scales on their eyes in that area. When I see that, and I have witnessed it many times, and I'm sure you probably have too, I just pray. And all I know to do when I'm in that the presence of those type people, those type believers, I just pray. And I just let the love ooze from me. I overlook the negativity that's coming from. I don't want that negative energy. That was talked about yesterday as well. We want to keep the negative energy out of our lives as much as possible. Amen. Sometimes that means separating yourself from certain people at times. Amen. You need to keep the negative energy away. Amen. Amen. I know we have to. That's the way We're being cultivated. That's how we're protecting, hallelujah, our relationship, our one-on-one relationship. That's how we protect the anointing that's on our lives. And as me and Miss Annie were talking, as Miss Annie and I were talking, I even mentioned to her that my circle was very small. I told her I didn't used to understand that when I was younger. I used to try to figure, why is not there's not a lot of people around me, or I'm not around a lot of people when I'm by myself or when I'm to myself. The Holy Spirit taught me that long time ago in my quiet time, because you are set apart. Hallelujah. And I take that. That's what saints are. You're set apart too. I'm talking to all of us. But in that conversation, I was asking her, I'm talking to her, and she said, ooh, it was the same way for me. I've never had a large circle of people, except when I'm going forth to do ministry. She said, you've been called out. And she began to speak words to me, confirming words that I've already heard. It was just a moment of just, ooh, thank you, Father, letting you know you're on the right track. And I don't need to go into all of that, because it's not about me. It's about the Messiah. That's who we're talking about. And it's about allowing him to continue to clean us up even the more. Amen. But we know strife, hallelujah, brings bitterness and anger and conflict, as we were saying. And there's some believers that walk around, hallelujah, stirring up strife and full of anger and bring conflict in every situation they come to. And all we can do is pray for them. And they think they're right. But my prayer for them, when I run into those type of believers, is, Father, remove the scales from their eyes that they can see. Hallelujah. And if it's been brought to their attention, help them to pay it some attention. Because surely you sent people across their path. Because that's the way the Father works with us. He works with us one-on-one first. And if we don't get it then, he'll send somebody else to come and share it with you. Sometimes it's not always good. Sometimes it's not always nice. But then he sends the nice ones to share it with you in love. Amen. But then sometimes if you get it from the world and they tell you, that's really bad. That's when it's not always good. But as us as believers, we know that iron sharpens iron. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. If the opportunity presents itself, we are to look out for one another. For we are our brother's keeper. And that's across the board. We're our sister's keeper. We help to sharpen one another. Amen. Amen. I know I got some amens this morning. But I'm just thankful this morning that strife, when it's in the heart, you can't go forward. Amen. You can't move. And all this is going to come together some kind of way. Amen. I just know when our strife began in the very beginning, and the scriptures that came to me was in Genesis, when I thought about Abram and Lot, when Elohim asked him, Abram, to leave the country and to leave his family and to go forth, and he would show him where to go. He took his cousin, Lot, with him. I think Lot or his uncle, I can't remember what relation they were, but I know they were family. He took his father with him as well. Amen. But the scripture part that came to me was Genesis 13:7-8. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwell then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and your herdmen, for we be brethren. So see, they were family. But there was strife there between the herdmen, the keeper. So you know, with strife going on, we can only imagine a bunch of conflict was taking place. Amen. But Abram, hallelujah, our father through the generation, yes, amen. We are in that lineage of Abram, whose name was changed to Abraham, the father of many nations. And we thank him that we fell throughout that lineage. Amen. We fall into place. We get to partake of that, the Messiah who came through that lineage. Thank you, Father. You're so good. You're so good. But it's so many scriptures throughout the word that talks about strife. Proverbs is full of it. Amen. Because we know Proverbs is an area that it teaches us wisdom. It teaches us how our character and conduct should be. That's what Proverbs is so good at doing. And one of the scriptures that came to me from Proverbs, amen, was 29 and 22. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Mm. My. He that is proud-hearted, if someone has a prideful heart, they stir up strife. That's 28, Proverbs 28. That's right. I wrote that one down too, and I passed right over. Proverbs 28, stirreth up strife. But he that putteth his trust, hallelujah, in the Most High shall be made fat. When someone has pride and prideful, they stir up a bunch of mess. And they don't even realize sometimes what they're doing, at least not yet. Sometimes until after the fact. My. So that's why it is so important. Amen. That's why I'm saying love, hallelujah, has everything to do with it. Everything to do with this life that we're living. Hallelujah. For the Messiah. It has everything to do with everything. In our actions, in our talk, in our walk. Hallelujah. All the time. Amen. I don't care where we are. What type of atmosphere we're in. Love has everything to do with it. But see, they can't work together. Strife, bitterness, resentment, and all that can't work with love. They can't be, and we know that the Most High, He is love. Amen. So as confessing believers, how can you walk in strife and love too? You just can't. You can't love because strife is overruling. Amen. Love has to kick it out. And I'm going to tell you why. We're going to talk about that. And love, yes, it's greater. It's much more than just being a four-letter word. It's much more than being L-O-V-E. Hallelujah. Love. The Hebrew word for love was ahas. Amen. But the main word in a lot of the scriptures, the two scriptures that's been given about love that I'm going to read out is ahava. I think I'm saying that right in Hebrew. And that means ahav is to love and hav is to give. So when love, in order to love, we also must be ready to give. And my mind goes back again to Miss Annie. She was able to give up her services to help me. Sometimes we can be going somewhere and we're out and about. We see somebody struggling. And we won't even try to go ahead to open the door for them. I do. If I see an opportunity to help, we don't have to know these individuals. I know sometimes you think, I don't know what they might do. They might cuss me out. It doesn't matter. The Spirit leads you. Help. We're sent here. We're down here to serve one another and others. Amen. Especially be good to those who are the household of faith. Especially, we've been given that instruction. Hallelujah. I'm thankful this morning. Hallelujah. That love, ahava. Amen. We have to love. In order to love, we must be ready to give. Amen. I love it. I love that word. Yes. And love charges a power. Amen. We're going to see that here as we read in the scriptures. Amen. And see, when anybody's in a spirit in that condition where strife is ruling in their hearts, they can't go forth. Their faith won't work because it says, guess what? Faith works by what? Love. Your faith's not going to work. This is what the scripture says. That's why it's adamant. When we see a professing believer operating this way, we have to pray. We have to pray for them. Amen. We must pray for them. Hallelujah. It's urgent, saints. It's urgent that we pray. Amen. So if faith works by love, amen, how are they going to, operate effectively? How are they going to be able to believe, amen, effectively? Because that's what faith is. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Most High. My. We have to think about these things. Amen. We have to truly think about these things. There were a couple of, I want to back up for a minute because there were a couple of New Testament scriptures I had for strife as well. So not only is it important and discussed that it gets out of us, that we walk it out of us, amen, if we got any piece of it in any area from towards a person or a situation or whatever, it doesn't matter. 1 Corinthians 3 and 3 says, for we are yet carnal, for as whereas there is among you envying, strife, and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So anyone dealing with that or what I call carnal believers, they're still walking around in strife and envying and quoting the scriptures and calling on the name of the Messiah. They may be saying Jesus, but calling on the name of the Messiah, and they still carnal. They still have actions of the flesh. But you know, we talked last week about the Spirit. Are we following the Spirit? Are we letting the Spirit lead us? Amen. It's still the word, and it still stands for the day. Every day. Amen. And then another scripture, right quick, for the sake of time. Time is rolling, and I hadn't even got into my main scripture. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me. Romans 13:13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and in wantonness, not in strife and envying. We're encouraged. This is Paul encouraging us through both of these passages. It's so much in the New Testament. So much on strife, and then you think about the other words that mean strife, conflict, anger. Different scriptures can tie into this, and they all can come together. It's just so much scripture that's against our character, that's against our walk, that's against our talk as believers. Amen. So what does love have to do with it? Hallelujah. It has everything to do with our lifestyle. It has everything to do with our talk and our walk. It has everything to do with our character building. Hallelujah. That shows forth in our actions. Love has everything. Hallelujah. Ahava. Yes. It has everything to do with it. Because when we love and we love freely with that unconditional love that the Father gives us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. For your unforgiving, unconditional, unfailing love that you've given us, and you poured it abroad in our hearts. So there's no place for strife, saints. There's no place for strife. I don't care what's going on, what has happened. We don't have no place for strife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to get on. So in fact, none of the gifts of the Spirit even work if you don't have love. None of the gifts of the Spirit even work. And we're going to get to that. The first passage of scripture that we're going to come to, and we've kind of discussed this from the beginning up until now, came from John 15. And this is one of the first passages of scripture, my favorite. So many favorites I have. But I love this one too. I mean, this is just, and I've kind of mentioned it somewhat, even before I knew I was going to read this scripture, but it was just coming out through the talk as the Holy Spirit was just talking. Hallelujah. And I thank him because I definitely want him to have his way with my mouth as an instrument. Hallelujah. As a mouthpiece for him. John 15. And remember, we was in John 16, I think it was last week. Amen. But John 15 today. And we're going to start at the first verse. I'm reading from the scriptures. Amen. And then I'm going to start beginning at the first, and then I'm going to stop off, and then I'm going to go to some of the couple of scriptures I mainly wanted to bring out. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. You know, we talked about that gardening earlier. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. Hallelujah. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. This is the Messiah talking, the anointed one.
Hallelujah.
Yeshua. Hallelujah. Stay in me and I stay in you. As the branch is unable to bear fruit of itself unless it stays in the vine. So see, we know the vine is life. It's our life source. It's our power source. Amen. So neither you unless you stay in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who stays in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Because without me, you are able to do naught. And I think in King James they say do nothing, but I'm reading out of the scriptures today. If anyone does not stay in me and he is thrown away as a branch, if you don't stay in him, you're going to be thrown away as a branch and dries up. See, strife continuously in our heart, bitterness, anger in our heart, it will dry us up. Amen. That's why love has everything to do with it. Everything to do with this walk. Everything to do with this talk on this journey. As believers, as saints of the Most High. Hallelujah. I don't want to dry up. I want to continue to flourish as the vine will cause us to, saints, to continue to flourish. So they will dry up and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. What fire is that? Now, when we look at it right here, we're seeing a fire in the natural because he's talking about vines and branches and gardens and all that. He talked to relate to the taught ones, the disciples, as they could pertain to what they did. They dealt with a lot of crops and all that. So he related to them that in that format so they can understand. And sometimes they still didn't get it. They still didn't understand. Hallelujah. But we need to understand that. Just think about it. The scripture that tells us, when we quoting these 11 scriptures, we talking this talk and we praying, using, most of us using the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Using the name of Yeshua. My, over and over and over the years. But our heart is still stuck and hard and molded with strife, contention, and anger. What are those words that he said? As we're expecting that he said, depart from me. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. See, in our hearts, there was still some iniquity that hadn't been dealt with. It's still there. Outwardly, we were doing all the right things. Hallelujah. As we even talked about, so busy working for the Messiah, Elohim, so busy working for him, but not being that servant. Hallelujah. Having the heart of a servant to serve others. We thinking about me, myself, and I. No. We weren't put down here for just ourselves. We're put down here for others, to serve others. Amen. I'm just grateful for this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you're blessing me. Hallelujah. You're blessing me. Hallelujah. If you stay in me and my words stay in you, you shall ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. In this, my Father is esteemed, that you bear much fruit and you shall be my taught one. Amen. I'm grateful this morning. Hallelujah. That we are his disciples. We are his taught ones even still today. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. So stay in my love. Yes, love has everything to do with it. If you guard my commands and you shall stay in my love, even as I have guarded my Father's commands and stay in his love, these words I have spoken to you so that my joy might be in you and that your joy might be complete. My. The joy. Hallelujah. We quote that scripture so much. The joy of the Lord, it says, or the joy of the Most High is my strength. Keeping that joy in him, regardless of what's going on, that is our power source. That's love. Love brings joy, not strife. Very opposite, the totally opposite of strife. Amen. My. The main scriptures I'm going to drop down to them. Well, we just got to them. This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, than one should lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. And see, when it comes to the commandment, that's what we get to do. It's not like a hammer is banged over your head, like a dealer is banged down his hand on the whatever that death thing is called. They have certain names, they call it the gavelin or whatever the thing they bam down on the desk when they bring the court, the order of the court. That's not what kind of father we serve. He's loving. He's gentle. Hallelujah. He's kind. Hallelujah. Though we did see there was times when their anger was represented, the Messiah. He got angry at times. But guess what? He didn't go wrong. He didn't sin. He was angry, but yet without sin. We can be the same way. Get angry, yet and still, we don't sin. We come back to get it right. Amen. Amen. Yes. Some things make us angry. We get angry about certain things, when certain things aren't going right. But does that mean we should go sin and do something crazy? No. When the Holy Spirit's on the inside of us, we call on him. Help me. Father, help me. And he's helping through the Holy Spirit. That's the helper that when the Messiah left, he sent us. Amen. The helper. We can call on his help. He speaks to us. He talks to us if we get ourselves out of the way. Amen. So strife cannot dwell. Amen. If we want to see the power of the Most High released through our life, we have to start putting the love command in action. Start loving those around us. Even if we don't like them, we still got to love them. Amen. You cannot like certain people and things that people do, because we know our Father hates sin, but he loves the individual. See, sometimes us in the flesh, we want to hate people. No, we can't hate the people. We still got to love them. We might hate what they do and even some things that they've done toward us, but we shouldn't hate. Forgiveness has to take place, because if not, strife, unforgiveness, all that can bring so much sickness on our body. That's what it can do. Proverbs, it talks about that in the Proverbs as well, in the Psalms. It's rottenness to our bones. Yes, we have to forgive. We have to love. Totally opposite. Amen. Therefore, I'm going to leave from this scripture, and most of you probably already know where the other scripture is. 1 Corinthians 13. Amen. We're going to read it. 13. I'm reading out of the scriptures, starting at the first verse. If I speak with the tongues of men and of messengers, but do not have love, I have become as sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophecy and know all belief, so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am none at all. I'm nothing. And if I give out all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but do not have love, I am not profited at all. Love is patient, is kind. Love does not envy. My mama, there's that strife. Love does not boast. It doesn't brag. If you're going to brag, brag in the Messiah. Brag on the Most High. Hallelujah. Not in yourself. It's all about him. Amen. It is not puffed up. Pride. Love is not that. It's the totally opposite. Does not behave indecently. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Reckons not the evil. Doesn't just consider the evil of any action of anyone. It doesn't focus on that. Reckons not evil. Does not rejoice over the unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. When we see all this unrighteousness and all unholiness and people living all kind of ways, we don't rejoice in that. We rejoice in knowing what the truth says. The truth has told us these things was going to happen. But the truth also lets us know, pray without ceasing. Pray. Hallelujah. We have to be persistent in prayer. Hallelujah. We have to persist. Hallelujah. Refuse to give up. Hallelujah. When we're faced with opposition and difficulty, we see that all around us. Hallelujah. We have to pray. Amen. Amen. Love covers all, believes all, expects all, endures all. Love never fails. Never. Never. It's from everlasting to everlasting. It never, ever fails. So what does love have to do with it? Tina Turner said in her song, it's nothing but a secondhand emotion. But see, she was coming from a world aspect. Yeah, hearts do get broken. But who's the mender of every heart? I don't care what happens. We have the Most High. We have the Holy Spirit. Yes, helping us. Yes, helping us. Amen. Love never fails. And whether there be prophecy, they shall be enacted. Tongues, they shall cease. A lot of us have the gift of praying in tongues, in a heavenly language. Amen. That does help turn on the power, helps bring even fresh revelation to us. Amen. Earnest desire that gift. Amen. Amen. I desired it at a young age, and I got it too. Amen. I'm grateful. Amen. But guess what? That's going to pass away too. Guess what? It's going to become inactive too. It doesn't matter. As we talked about, you got believers who's full of strife. They're speaking that word, going about service and doing this and doing that. But their heart is full of strife, full of anger, full of conflict. My, my, my. Love covers all that. It covers all that. All that, the knowledge that even they have, amen, it's going to pass away. It's going to become inactive, amen. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. See, down here on this earth, we only have a little bit of it. We only have an inkling, like a tidbit, amen. We only know in part. And guess what? That's going to pass away too. We only know in part. We prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, what's perfect? Who's perfect? We're talking about the coming Messiah. He's coming back to get the bride. He's coming back, hallelujah, to get his people, the church, the saints, the set apart ones. That's who we are. Amen. Then that which was in part shall be inactive. Amen. When the perfect comes, everything in part is going to no longer exist. Amen. Then it goes right into when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned as a child. But when I became a man, or woman, I did away with childish matters. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, as I also have been known. My, my, my. We shall know the fullness when he cracks the sky, or he calls us home, or when we're wrapped or caught up, amen, to meet him in the air, whether we're living when he comes back or whether we're caught up, our spirit is caught up out of the grave. We're going to see him as he is in spirit form. Hallelujah. Our bodies are not going to be in flesh. Our spirit, the real us, is going to be caught up with him. Meet him in the air, and we're going to know no more in part. We're going to know the fullness, because guess what it just said? Because we've been known. Those who's pure in heart. Hallelujah. Only one who's going to see him. We have to be pure in our heart, saints. We can't be faking the flame. We can't. We have to be real. Hallelujah. And I messed up and made some mistakes in my younger life. But when I fully committed my heart to the Father, I said, this is one thing, Father, I do not want to be phony with. I do not want to fake my relationship with you. I want to keep it real. And I believe I've been keeping it real. Hallelujah. Anything in me, anything in you, hallelujah, help him to ask you to look in the mirror. Hallelujah. The spiritual mirror. Hallelujah. At yourself. Talk to yourself in the mirror. I look at myself a lot in the mirror, and I talk to myself. You better get that together, girl. That is not of the Most High. Amen. It might be a thought. Amen. It may be a thought that keeps trying to come. Amen. We have to take authority over it, saints. Amen. Because the enemy, hallelujah, is mad. But guess what? We need to be glad he's mad. That lets us know we're on the right track. And he's coming to try to attack us. Mainly in, and it starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. So we're going to finish with this last scripture. I'm glad we've been known, though. We've been known, those who pure in heart. And now belief, expectation, and love remain. And I think in the other translation, it talks about charity. But charity is love. And the scriptures breaks it down to what it is. Hallelujah. Ahava. Amen. Love. But the greatest of these is love. That's why it doesn't matter what we do in this life. Amen. On this journey, walking with Yahweh, walking with the Most High. Hallelujah. Yes. Patterning our lives after Yeshua, the Messiah. Hallelujah. He walked this earth for us to pattern our lives after him. Then, with the help of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we thank him. The Holy Spirit has been sent here. He's living on the inside of you and me right now to lead us. As long as we've accepted the Messiah and believe that he is the Son of the Most High, he's living, or he came and take residence in our lives. He's living in us. Hallelujah, to lead us, to guide us in this journey, to remove, to allow strife, hallelujah, anger, conflict, anything that's not of him, that does not represent from the fruit, the nine attributes of the Spirit. Amen. Anything that's not in us, it's already in us. All that's in us because he's in us. But what are we letting reign in us? Love covers it all. Amen. That's why we have to love. And that is the charge of power. See, nothing else will work if we don't have that charge of power source. Amen. Love is the power charge. That's exactly what it is. It brings the power. Amen. Elohim's power packet. It won't work without love. My. What we just read in 1 Corinthians 13 will not work without love. It just won't. Never has, never will. Amen. It never has, and it never will. Amen. So I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Let me think about this. Sometimes we can see and hear about believers or some ministries that have failed. And some people that you know, you may have been around them. And there's some that I've been around in ministry over the years. And I've seen where the ministry may have failed. And a lot of it had to do with the attitude, the actions that didn't change. We can't remain prideful and arrogant or what word I want to use, cocky, so to speak, in thinking we got it going on. Because we don't. The only one who has it going on is the Most High, Yahweh. Yes, Elohim, the Most High. He has it going on. Yes. And we got to give him the praise and the glory. Amen. So when you see a power outage or a power failure in the body of the Messiah, that's why. Because love is not the first and foremost. It's not the top-notch action. Amen. And it has to be. It has to be. It must be. Amen. That's why we have to pray when we see it happening. We have to pray. And most of the time when I pray like that, I ask the Father to do it quicker. Do a quick work in that. Do a quick work, Father, where it won't be bought to ruin, where it won't fall, where it won't fail. Do a quick work. Open and recover the eyes immediately. Amen. That's why we have to be so sensitive in the spirit, where we know how to pray. And if the natural words don't come, that's why I'm grateful for being able to pray in my heavenly language. Because sometimes I can have something on my mind and I want to make sure that I'm praying it right. I start just praying in the spirit. And sometimes that language is a little different when I'm groaning and in earnest prayer for a situation or a circumstance. Because I want to pray his will. I want to pray it with my words. I want to pray it with words I may not even understand. But the Father does. The Father does. Amen. So starting today, if any of us have any pieces of those in us which are really considered a failure, it will lead to failure. So it is a failure when that's in our heart. If we have any of that in our heart, let's get rid of it. Going forth from today, let's tear it down. Hallelujah. If you had to get in the mirror and look at yourself, tear that thing down. It has no right. It has no place in you because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. Hallelujah. Let him have rule and reign in your life so that love can continue to ooze forth from you. The love of the Most High. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, saints. And I'm just grateful this morning as the Father gave me that question on yesterday, and it just kept messing with me over and over. What does love have to do with it? Everything. That's my answer. It has everything to do with everything in our life. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to you, Father. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless you right now. Hallelujah. Let's make up in our minds. Let the word dwell in us richly. Hallelujah. Let it dwell within us. Hallelujah. Let us set our hearts on keeping the commands of the Messiah. Hallelujah. And speak his name with confidence and authority. Hallelujah. And we can continue, begin and continue to love one another with a never-ending, never-failing love. And we can continue to truly see the power of the Most High flow. I see it flowing in my life. And I'm thankful. I see his love flowing in my life. All I have and want to give is his love. Amen. Saint of the Most High. I'm taking the one call, kept dropping off. I don't know what, maybe something's going on, but I'm unmuting the line. If you have a comment or a question or a prayer request, I will be more than happy to pray and intercede with you. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your love. Hallelujah. Your charge of power. Hallelujah. We're just going to pray out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just bless your name above every other name. Hallelujah. We know at your name every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess that you are, yes, the Most High. Hallelujah. Every tongue's going to confess that Yeshua is the Son. Hallelujah. That you are the Most High. Yes, and we thank you for that. Father, as we go forth throughout this day and this week, we thank you that love is going to continue to resonate in our hearts, in our minds, in our conversation, in our ways, in our talk, our walk, our character building. Hallelujah. Your love is going to continue to take over. We thank you that it's going to be displayed in our actions throughout the remainder of our years and our life on this earth. Thank you for helping us to look in the mirror at ourselves. Hallelujah. We want to be ready when you come. When you call our name, we want to have our oil, hallelujah, burning. Hallelujah. Yet on fire for you. Yes, we don't want to be lukewarm, watered down believers. Hallelujah. Want to continue to have the oil burning in our lamps. Prepare when you call our name. We thank you, hallelujah, this morning. As we go about this day, we thank you that you've already gone forth before us to prepare the way, make every crooked path straight, smooth out all the rough edges. Just give praise and glory for that. Thank you for our angelic hostess who have assigned to our lives to keep us in all our ways. Amen. And today, we thank you for a right now ready word. Hallelujah. We're ready to receive and we're expecting even the more what you would have for us today. It's in your name, hallelujah, your son's name, we pray, Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen, amen. Saints, go in his peace, go in his love, and go in his never-ending joy that the love forever gives. Shalom.